Good morning, and thank you for coming to Indiana Barrister. We had a pretty good initial response to yesterday's audio blog. Even got some helpful advice to slow down just a bit. So guess what? We are going to slow down. After all, after 8 years of not missing hard breaks, old habits do die hard. Now, I haven't decided whether we're going to do this every day. However, I think we'll just keep this up for the rest of the week, and let's just see where it goes. So with that said, here is the rundown. As the investigation continues into Saturday's tragedy at the Indiana State Fair, I'm already noticing some signs of some folks who aren't fans of the governor trying to politicize the event. Now, the governor said he won't rush to judgment, and he promises a thorough investigation of the accident that took the lives of five people and injured dozens of others. Some critics are saying that the state should have acted sooner in evacuating the area. The National Weather Service stated hours earlier that high winds were en route. The nice thing about hindsight is that it's always 2020. The Indiana State Teachers Union cheering this morning following a court ruling that blocks the implementation of new teacher contracts that were drafted by the Indiana Department of Education. The contracts were rewritten following the implementation of education reforms this past session. Now, these contracts would have required a minimum number of hours that a teacher must work, but union officials argued, and the judge agreed, that it could also require them to work extra hours without pay, something the court called unconscionable. Now, DOE officials say they will respect the decision, but no word yet on whether the department will go back and draft the new language. Under current law, teachers' contracts can only address salary and benefits and not things like when parent-teacher meetings can be held and the color of the teacher's lounge. We all remember that, don't we? The former CEO of the Carmel Performing Arts Center refusing to answer questions regarding his alleged affair with a staffer and possible misuse of funds, which was the subject of an $8,000 investigation by the city of Carmel. Steve Lieberman was approached by my colleagues over at Six News to answer questions about the alleged affair, and he refused. Now, as much as people might get upset over the city of Carmel paying a private investigator, there's still the issue that Liebman quit his job. And while I do subscribe to the theory that everyone is innocent until proven guilty, you don't just up and quit your job unless there's something else going on. And somehow I get the strange feeling there's something else going on. Some local activists are upset over the Monday night appointment of Richard Kraft to the Zoning Board of Appeals. No public testimony to the dismay of the activists. City Council President Ryan Vaughn said the rules don't mandate public comment for appointees and that Kraft had been the subject of some rather personal and over-the-top comments. Now, this one, I tend to split the difference. You see, I have no problem with the public being allowed to comment on the appointment of officials. However, if they are going to stray off the reservation and get personal, then guess what, folks? The show is over. And speaking of shows being over, according to CNN, President Barack Obama is polling at about 42% here in the state of Indiana. Now, I think that definitely puts the state in the toss-up category, which would explain why Herman Cain was here this past week. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman will be here on the 29th, and Mitt Romney is slated to be here in the near future as well. That is all for now. Enjoy your day, and thanks for coming to Indiana Barrister. I'm Abdul Hakeem Shabazz.